So in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, the bulk of the discussion which comes up in this week's Parsha obviously has to do with Hilchos that are specific for Kohanim, right? Emor LaKohanim, Ne'aron, etc. And the Parshas of Moadim, right? Those are the two central themes, and obviously towards the end, we have more general things, and we get to the Mekalel, which is a whole Parsha and Sugya in itself. But what exactly is the connection that we have here between the Kohanim and the Parshas of Moadim? Is there a connection? Is there a reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to put, you know, Emor, these two things together, when they seemingly have nothing to do with each other? So I thought the idea could be as follows, that the purpose of Kohanim and Moadim have a very similar common denominator. The purpose of a Kohen, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch in particular, he's pretty clear about this when it comes to many of the mitzvos, which are specific for Kohanim, such as the mitzvah of Challah. You can look at the Sefer HaChinuch, probably Truma as well. I think he says something similar. And the idea that he explains is that when a person gives over, let's say, challah to a kohen, what are we doing? We're giving over something to a person who lives their life clearly based off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is providing for that individual? The Ribono Shalom. There's no havamina of kochim motzei yadi aso sechaylozu. There's no havamina that was my cunning business technique or the fact that I was a great farmer that allowed me to have parnasa for that day, allowed me to eat that day. Of course not. It's an impossibility. Kohanim don't have land, right? Their businesses, I'm sure, were, you know, I'm sure they had, but it probably was difficult. They lived in cities and towns, and their primary job was to go around teaching Torah to the Jewish people. And when you see a person live their life completely with the Amun and Hashem, what that does for the rest of the Jewish people, what that does for the rest of Am Yisrael is for us to remember and recognize that even though I may think that I'm a great farmer or I'm a great businessman and I went to this great school and because of that I got this great job, that no, your parnas is really dependent on Hashem. And it takes a Kohen who lives his life completely dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to reinforce that notion for us. And I think the same thing is true when it comes to the Moadim. That the Moadim also serve as a model and a lesson for us in terms of an ideal type of lifestyle and existence. Every single one of the Shoshu Galim, we say, you know, Zman, we just said Cherusenu. We're going to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We did say Zman Simcha Seinu. Does that mean that one should not be Besimcha if it's no longer Sukkos? Of course not. If there's Hashem Besimcha, is why, you know, of course you need to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. So what's the purpose of, what does it mean, Zman Simcha Seinu? No, this is a specific time period where one can really focus and hone in on what it means to be b'simcha, on what it means to be complete, what it means to be whole with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you in life, and be content with that. Same with Zman Chayru Seinu. Are we not free after Pesach? Of course we are. We mention these seeds of Mitzrayim all the time. We're not longer in Mitzrayim after Pesach. But the point is that during Pesach is the opportunity for us to think about Chayrus in a very significant way that hopefully that teaches us for the rest of the year when we may feel like we're enslaved or we're avadim to our lives and to our jobs and to things which are going around us throughout the entire world. And same thing with Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We learn all night on Shavuos, not because that potters us from the rest of the year, but because hopefully that excitement of the Lulei Sorascha Shashuai hopefully translates to the rest of the year that I'm just excited to stay up all night and learn Torah even if it's not Shavuos. Those are paradigms that we have throughout the year, special Zmanim, in order to reinforce an idea that we should be living with constantly. And that's the same idea when it comes to the Kohanim, that they're people who live their lives on an elevated level in order so that we could get the same type of Musar from those individuals at the same time as we're getting the Musar from those special time periods in order to live our lives, even if it's not a special time period or a special person, with that realization of that of the messages which Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take with Him. And that's really what it's all about. That if we're able to look to these great leaders and these mentors, which the Kohanim were to Am Yisrael, and if we're able to really focus in on the times of the Simcha and the Cheiros and the Matan Torah Zeinu, etc., of the Moadim Shoshu Galim, then we're able to live with those messages and ideals throughout the rest of the year. And perhaps that is the connection that exists between the Kohanim and the Parshas Moadim in Parshas Emor. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.